3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Lama What more could a music-loving gal who looks on to Britain's highest mountain every day want but music from two other mountainous musical regions of the world? Danny Nicely is the name you'll probably recognise from the group behind the Mountain Music Project. He's guested here on the show as part of the Virginia band Furnace Mountain. Here, though, he's part of a US-based team who work to promote fragile music communities in various high spots of the world. This trip took them to Nepal to meet and make music with the Gandharva, the wandering minstrel caste of the country, but who are considered the very lowest of the low, even by other so-called untouchables. That was Diri Pol Pariko, So Many Eggs, and it appears in a collection of music from the Gandharva and from US old-time musicians, including Abigail Washburn, Tim O'Brien and Danny himself. This is World on Three, and I'm Marianne Kennedy, heading in many different directions tonight, including Palestine, for our live session music from oud and percussion duo Ahmed Al-Khatib and Youssef Hibesh, and to Cuba, via Scotland, with an exclusive live track from Salsa Celtica. But let's carry on in Sierra Leone with the Refugee All-Stars, a now well-travelled band who met first in a displacement camp in Guinea during Sierra Leone's horrific civil war, and where they played to lift the spirits of fellow refugees. Their new album, their third, was recorded in Brooklyn, New York by local roots reggae artist Victor Axelrod, with a theme of radio running through the album, reflecting the central place of this medium to their lives in Africa as the means of connection to the rest of the world and the rest of the world's music. The album's called Radio Salon, the name of Sierra Leone in the native Kiri language, and this is Gbara Cass.
Bamboo, that's a little bit of 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 for the smoke chamber.
Yeah.
Now, Putumayo have the reputation as a label as being the easy road into world music. But this new African blues collection also has merit in including several hard-to-find artists on the track list, including Adama Yalomba, not so well known outside his native Mali, but a huge star back home. And that track, Jamakoyo, comes originally from his Casa album and features slide guitar and harmonica from Englishman Piers Faccini, who's collaborated with several world music artists, from Camille to Rokia Traore, and before that were the Refugee All-Stars from the new album Radio Salon. This is World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy, where you'll be able to hear oud and percussion duo Ahmad Al-Khatib and Youssef Hebeish live in session in a little while. This next track, though, comes from a place that I visited for the first time last year. Iceland. Population about that of Coventry, and with a taste for bringing bankers to book. At all levels, folk, contemporary, indie, the place of classical music is key, with many professional musicians turning their hand to more than one idiom to make a living. So it's no surprise to encounter the music of Ársteðir, a band mixing indie folk, prog rock, minimalist and of course classical elements. This comes from their album Svips og Vökuskil, which means, I think, dream state. Very appropriate.
Stóra strönd horfir yfir og hugsar og vant og mikið og tíminn líður þá breytist svo margt sem aldrei neinn hafði fyrir sér. Næstu nótt förum heim, tökum ekki eftir þeim þungu skýjum sem herja á. Sjórinn gengur á land, skrifa í svartan sand ljóðin þín og lindar málin. Því fleiri stundir sem líða ljóðin
Following on from Iceland's Árstíðir, whose name means seasons, we had Nikone Mimiko and Opa Opa, UK-based Balkan gloriousness in the form of Paprika, a blend of Romanian, Serbian and English musicians led by violinist Bogdan Vacarescu from their self-released, self-titled album. They've got a bunch of summer dates coming up. You can suss them out if you fancy hearing them live by heading for their website. And the link is there, along with a playlist of ours on the Radio 3 website. This is World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy, and I'm joined in the studio by two musicians who are currently on tour in the UK as part of the Making Tracks series, a unique double duo project which also features the first ever World Roots Academy winner, Khayyam Alami. This session, though, comes from the other half of the double duos, Palestinian oud and percussion from Ahmed Al-Khatib and Youssef Hibesh, and they're going to start out with one of their own compositions, Shara, which means fragrance. absolutely fantastic start to the session. Ahmed Al-Khatib and Yusuf Habesh playing for us live here in Broadcasting House over here as part of a double duos project. And actually, I'm really very pleased to see Ahmed here in the studio because you nearly weren't here.
The visa didn't arrive in time, so I had to come late. So I lost the three concerts. But I'm here now. So
the quartet was a trio for a couple of nights. Yeah. But for the rest of the tour, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But it must be particularly frustrating for two musicians like yourselves who work not just in your adopted homelands, but you're travelling all the time. So it becomes a constant part of life, surely.
Yeah, I mean, I was a few days ago and was in a queue thinking of the time I spent on on these procedures, just time and money. I could have released maybe 5 albums. just so much time consuming, really. That's the most thing that bothers me. It's just having a non-European passport or like a passport that belongs to this particular area of the world. Usually you have to go through extra procedures that consumes your energy and time so it's not that easy to travel. You all need always to explain and to defend and to speak things that you are not prepared usually to, and you're standing on the phone waiting. Did anything arrive in the post? This is like the last 3 weeks calling my wife. Post? No, nothing. Post?
Well, we're really, really glad you're here. Yeah. And Yusuf, I see you trying to be very quiet with your ankle bells sitting there, so we should hear from you as well. Tell me how the two of you met, first of all, as musicians.
Yeah, in fact, in 1998, I was teaching in Edward Said National Conservatory in Jerusalem and Ramallah. And a young guy arrived as a new musician, a new teacher. And then we met, and actually I discovered my partner for the next 20 years at least. So, I mean, as a musician, it was really amazing meeting, because it's coming with full of knowledge, very heterogeneous, a lot of different kind of various knowledge concerning Oriental music, although he's also come from Occidental music as a cellist. So it was a great, great meeting in terms of knowledge, in terms of meeting a great musician and a nobleman, actually, I can say it this way. Yeah, he's really noble.
The mutual respect is absolutely palpable watching the two of you play. You come from slightly different backgrounds, though. Yusuf, you were born in Galilee.
In Galilee.
What was your own musical upbringing then?
I started playing since I was 7. I was on stage when I was 7 with a brother and with a group and traditional music. That was great. I got a lot of money, more than ever I got. And
was this part of the family? Was it a tradition within the family?
Somehow, yes. One of the brothers actually was playing percussion. My father was a singer, so he was not in favor of using percussion. He didn't like percussion. First, because it's for normally gypsies, it's for gypsies. And I had to defend the music and to defend the gypsies, because I love gypsies, actually, and their way of life, actually. Then I continued, actually, with that, and somehow adapted by a music teacher at school there, that I was joining him in ceremonies, concerts. And actually, I continued with that until later on. I studied music, mainly Occidental, because this thing, there was nobody to teach us. So mainly I was autodidact.
And Ahmed, yourself, you were actually born in a Jordanian refugee camp.
Yeah.
How did your education and your musical education, how did that develop?
It also has to do with the family. My older sister, she studied music, and my father, he was always, he's an amateur oud player, so the instrument was always at home. I studied earlier violin, but then I started at 12 years old to play oud, and then decided to study music, which was a big decision in our area, because it's not common for a man to study music. It's not what would you do for a living, they would ask always.
When are you going to get a proper job?
Exactly. So I it was clear for me that I cannot live otherwise. I need to be a musician. But then in 1998 I went to Palestine, but before that was my most education was done in Jordan.
And did these two streams of music, as an oud player and, well, first as a violinist, but then as a cellist, did these two musical worlds run in parallel, or were they intertwined?
No, not in parallel, no. Because my oud teacher was very strict. When I started the oud, he told me, you can't pour a cold water in a hot glass, so you have to stop violin. That was clear. And I obeyed. I was very... disciplined. So I really didn't touch the violin since then, actually. And then when I reached the university age, was, as Yusuf said, the education for Oriental music is not really developed. Is very strange, structured in the academies. So it was nonsense for me to study Oriental music. So I decided to go back to the classical music. So I did cello. But later, when I graduated, I felt I don't want to identify myself as a cello player. I learned cello for the sake of the oud, so I kind of took the decision again to just put the cello aside and put the oud back in my lap.
Well, we're very glad you did.
Yeah, there are lots of cellos and great cello players.
Let's hear some more music just now. You're going to play, I think, two out of a suite of yeah, three movements that belong as one. Tell us about this.
This is a piece it started as very small melodies and develops and still developing, actually. So it's I called it Exodus. I don't know. I usually have a problem when finding names, so I don't like to explain much. It just felt like, okay, I'll call it this. And it's three movements, but we will play only the first and the last movement. The first is called Musa, and
Moses.
Moses, yeah, and the last is called Two Rivers, Nahrin. Thank you.
That was absolutely phenomenal to watch Ahmed Al-Khatib, and with him, that was his own composition, Exodus, two movements of it, accompanied by Yusuf Habesh. And actually, accompanied isn't really the right word, because it's an even-handed work there. It's like watching a dancer creating, with that second movement, the myriad sounds coming out of that tiny tambourine. There is more from them in a little while here on World on 3. I'm going to play an exclusive preview track for one of Global Gathering's final sessions to come over on Radio Scotland this Tuesday. It comes from Salsa Celtica, who've taken Gaelic as well to their son, to their hearts. And it's a combination that works really happily. I'll hope that you'll enjoy the new twist. But we're going to carry on with another Gaelic voice from the Isle of Lewis, although she's been based in Edinburgh for many years now. Jilly McKenzie is one of a trio of sisters who are known for their beautiful close harmony singing, and each voice has a distinctive personality as well as being part of that sister blend. The other two are out and about performing a lot more than Jilly, so it's good to see this solo outing appear from her. This is the opening track from Griash, which is named after her home village in Lewis, and it's a particularly quirky take on a traditional song.
Que no. Hush-a-bye, my darling, hush-a-bye, my darling hands. Now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. And mourning that which grows not by the night time's growing hands. Now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. At noon that which grows not by the night time's growing end puts on every grace. Each day it puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Each day it puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy, oh my heart, my joy.
रामचंद्र को बास थियो पंचावटी वनमा, रामचंद्र को बास थियो पंचावटी वनमा, सुपन रेखा आई पुगिन कुरा गाउँदै मनमा सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनैमा सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनैमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनैमा रामचन्द्रले भन्नुहुन्छ मेरी सीता छन् रामचन्द्रले भन्नुहुन्छ मेरी सीता छन् जाउन बरु मेरा भाइ लक्ष्मणलाई भन सीता रानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनाइमा सीता रानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनाइमा सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनाइमा आज लहरी चल्यो मनाइमा
A trio of tracks all making musical identity in different ways, I suppose. That was another taste of Danny Nicely's Mountain Music Project, which promotes and celebrates endangered music from various mountain regions around the world. His first album and accompanying film was visiting the oppressed musician caste of Nepal, the Gandharva. And that was Budiman Gandharva with Sitaranai Bonaima from the Hindu epic of Lord Rama and his Queen Sita, the epitome of womanhood. Before that was Simon Emerson's Imagined Village project, asserting a 21st century identity for Englishness, they say. This third release, the new album, has established band members such as Eliza Carthy and Saul Rose, whose rich vocals and delicate accordion we heard there in the washing song. And there's also the addition this time round of singer Jackie Oates. They'll all be heading out on tour around England with a brief foray north of the border from the 17th of next month. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy, heading next to Portugal and one of the big names on the contemporary roots scene for many years. Madredeus have been on hold for the past 5 years with the departure of their lead singer, Teresa Salgueiro, and also following the sad loss of one of the founding members, their cellist, Francisco Ribeiro. But they're now reformed with a new voice to the fore, Beatriz Núñez, and their new album is a combination of new material and reworkings of classic repertoire to suit a new, lighter voice.
Thank you.
From a debutante singer to a doyenne, and from Portugal to Cap Verde, Madre Deus Beatriz Núñez and A Sombra, The Shadow, was followed by the Cap Verdean diva Titina. She's been many years based now in Portugal herself, but her performances are nevertheless in the main for Cap Verdeans home or abroad. And this new collection on Network covers different eras of a career spanning more than 50 years on the stage now. Glorious voice. There are vintage performances there, as with that one from the 60s and Menininha de Salamanca, and also from a studio session in 2007. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, and it's time to return to the live session tonight from Palestinian oud and percussion duo Ahmad Al-Khatib and Yusuf Habesh. And they're going to continue this time with another of Ahmad's compositions, inspired by a wedding. Thank you. Ahmed Al-Khatib and Yusuf Habesh are live session guests tonight in celebratory mood there with the wedding. Now, the two of you met, as you told us earlier, at the Saïd National Conservatory in Ramallah. And Yusuf, you still teach there.
In fact, we are both devoted to that place, although sometimes we don't teach there like regularly. But still, we go often there, often to give more workshops, because somehow our students, they're teaching there. So we taught more than 8-9 years.
So you're traveling teaching. Back and forth between France and Ramallah.
Of course. I feel committed there. And I guess Ahmed as well, although he is in Sweden, he cannot enter there. He's forbidden to enter there. But still, his heart, his mind is with everybody.
So although you no longer are able to live in Palestine and you're now based in Gothenburg, you are still part of the staff.
Yeah, I'm still part.
And how do you contribute then?
Even when I was in Ramallah, I was doing many other things. Part of it was teaching. So that's the part where I dropped down because of the circumstances. But I was also doing books, transcriptions. I also worked in building some kind of a network to connect the Palestinian conservatory to other Arab music schools. So this side of my work, I kept it and I'm still doing it until today.
You made a brief reference to it there. Can you tell us why you were unable to stay?
It's basically because of when the second Intifada happened, the Israel didn't renew my work permit for... I can't say also specifically me, it's just like nobody could grant this. But for other teachers who could access, have other ways, like with a European passport, they can go out in. But for me, with a Jordanian passport, it was almost impossible. So when I left, I got promises to go back through the UNDP, but then the Israeli refused and they accused me for staying illegal there in Palestine. So I was the illegal. And then I had to stay 5 years outside Palestine. This was the first decision. But after the 5 years, it's just procedures, which never happens. You apply and they give you either late or they don't give you or they don't answer you. So I've been in Palestine twice since 2002. but in a very extremely complicated procedures. But, you know, through networking like emails and internet, it's easier to be in touch with people there, the staff.
Ahmed, you're currently based, as you said, in Gothenburg. Now, Sweden and Scandinavia as a whole has a reputation for being very welcoming to musicians from other cultures and for being a place where musicians can cross paths and create new music. How do you find it as a place to work?
As you said, I mean, to me, the amount I learned about myself, my culture, my music was enormous. Just being in Sweden, because you suddenly, like, you are an outsider looking to your own culture from, and then you also influenced by their open mind and the way they see the world, they see themselves, and this I must say contributed a lot to me as a human, as a musician. I kind of saw the disadvantage of putting music like Oriental music, which has a long tradition of oral tradition, and to put it just in a system where it's not really built for this kind of music. So I could see the two sides of what we gain, what we lost. And we lack a lot in the Arab world generally of materials that kind of work in these settings, new settings. And this all had to do with me being in Sweden and seeing, because I work at the World Music Department, where they deal a lot with this kind of same questions about traditions, folk music, and institutions. And it's and where's the middle point, the balance between keeping the roots, the essence of this music, but at the same time changing the whole system of education.
We wish you all the best with the Double Duo tour. The next two nights are at Poole and then in Milton Keynes. And for more information on the rest of the gigs, you can find the link on the Radio 3 website at World on 3. Let's have one more piece of music from you. And this is, we've been hearing music from your duo album, but this is a new piece. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's a piece I wrote for my 5-year-old daughter, Selma. So she's very hyperactive. Though she's born in Sweden, but she has, like, always, I say, like Ramallah manners. She's like like chaotic girl. So I wrote this piece for
so
her.
So she too, should.
Called Selma's Dance.
If that is any reflection of the five-year-old wee Salma, should definitely hold on to her Ramallah manners. Thanks a million to Ahmed Al-Khatib and Youssef Habesh. And you can see them, as I said, live as part of Making Tracks' double duo tour with Khayyam Alami and Italian frame drum percussionist Andrea Piccioni. The tour continues with dates at the Lighthouse in Poole later on tonight and on Sunday at the Stables in Milton Keynes. And you can track down the remaining dates via our playlist on the Radio 3 website. Looking ahead to a future guest on World on 3, the legendary South African singer Vusi Malasela, one of the inspirational voices of the anti-apartheid revolution, will be joining Lopa Kotari in the studio in session. He has a new album coming out on Ras Records called Say Africa, produced by Taj Mahal and recorded at Johannesburg-born Dave Matthews Studio in Virginia. The theme of the album, appropriately for a man who sang at Nelson Mandela's presidential inauguration, is that Africa find a way to be at peace with herself.
Mukhalanyane,
mukhalanyane.
mkutlwane la ditlogolo dithulo la tsamokalanyana lena ba mollo ke bitsa lena ba tsotetse ba ganye ba hamoloi ba mahlasela ga ke kgete ba lala motho ga re tshwaneng jale ka dikgaka ka o fela re be batle kgutlelang gae kgutlelang gae.
Malaika, nakupenda malaika, malaika, nakupenda malaika, na milifanyeje kijana mwezi nyoko. Nashindwa na malisi na we ningekuwa malaika. Nashindwa na malisi na we ningekuwa malaika. Yeba pesa Zasubu wa roho nyengu Pesa Zasubu wa roho nyengu Na mili fanyeje Ki, ki jana mwezi nyako Na shindwa na malisi na we Nashindwa na malisi na we ningekuwa malaika. Kirege hukuwa hasa kirege kikiteke hukuwa za Na miri fanyeji Kisha na mwezi nyoko Na shindwa na malisi na we Chongili ningekuwa malaika Na shindwa na malisi na we Ningekuwa malaika Ningekuwa malaika Ningekuwa malaika Ningekuwa malaika
Dalila inu Ha Yesu Hine ndi dalila inu Oh Ha Yesu Hine ndi dalila inu Zona Ha Yesu Hine ndi dalila inu Oh Ha Yesu Hine ndi dalila inu Ha Yesu hine ndi dalila inu Oh Ha Yesu hine ndi dalila inu Zona pamavuto hine ndi dalila inu Oh
bantendele ine ndidalila yenu o palila ine ndidalila yenu o Yesu ine ndidalila yenu zona pamavuto ine ndidalila yenu o poyenda ine ndidalila yenu o pogona ine ndidalila yenu o Yesu ine ndidalila yenu zona a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu Yesu ine ndidalila yenu a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu o a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu zona a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu oh, ah, Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Oh, ah, Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Zona, ah, Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Ah, Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Ah, Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Oh, a Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Zona amavuto, ine ndidalila yenu. Patendele, ine ndidalila yenu. Pagulira, ine ndidalila yenu. Oh, a Yesu, ine ndidalila yenu. Zona Yesu ine ndidalila yenu oh a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu oh a Yesu ine ndidalila yenu zona.
I love it. Malawian gospel from a bunch of lads who used to make their living, like many others, selling fat field mice as a roadside snack. The Malawi Mouse Boys, the hunting of the crop-fattened rodents and their sandwiching into long bamboo poles of snack offerings are all part of the job. Before that, Angelique Kidjo and Malaika from her new album Spirit Rising. And first of all, Vusi Malasela and his new release, on which Angelique also guests. We're going to carry on with The Good News and another album whose sound I just love. I've already played a little and I'm going to indulge once again. The Heritage Blues Orchestra, gospel, blues, traditional work songs, all worked over by this trio to produce a tight and still powerful and dynamic sound. Three great lead voices, some choir style arrangements, great horn section. It's got it all.
Let's go home. I'm going home on evening train made me too late. Backpack, purse, and get your load. Backpack, purse, and get your load. Backpack, purse. Backpack, purse. Backpack, purse, and get your load. And let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home, I'm going home on the morning train.
Gotta do the girl, he can live somehow. Gotta do the girl, he can pop school. Gotta do the summer have a crowd, the girl kick him off school. Being a tree, the not being a tree, the not being a tree, the not shit crowd duty. Being a tree, the not being a tree, the not being a tree, the not shit crowd duty.
Bailalo, bon savoy, bailalo. Bailalo, bon savoy, bailalo. Bailalo, bon savoy, bailalo. Bailalo, bon savoy, bailalo.
heard first there the Heritage Blues Orchestra from New York by way of Georgia, father and daughter, Cheney and Bill Sims Jr. and Junior Mac. The album's called And Still I Rise, and it's glorious. And following that was the Edinburgh-based Salsa Celtica with their distinctive blend of Scots, Irish and Cuban grooves, now enhanced by the addition of a new vocalist. They've had Portuguese-Venezuelan Nino Roca on board for a while, and they've experimented with guest vocalists in the past. But joining the band full-time now is multi-instrumentalist and singer Megan Henderson, also a member of the Flavour of the Moment Scottish quintet Pripach. That was an exclusive track from a mammoth session recorded for Global Gathering over on Radio Scotland, and you can hear more this coming Tuesday night at 8:05. You've been listening to Mary Ann Kennedy on World on Three. Next week, Lopa Katari will be back with the drumroll excitement of the announcement of the winners of this year's Songlines Magazine Awards. And she'll be joined by Simon Broughton from Songlines to spill the beans. You can also sample all the nominees on a new compilation album released by Songlines, featuring all 16 acts, four each bidding for four separate awards: Best Group, Album, Newcomer and Artist. Do be sure to join Lopa then. And with that, I'm going to leave you with one of the nominees, Modern Greek Rhombetica from Trio Teke, and then a final fantastic track from that Mountain Music project, rounding off with O Susanna, Nepalese style. Good night.
Θα σου ξεριζώσω τα μαλλιά σου, θα σου βάψω και τη γενιάδα σου. Καβουράς, να σουράς, να τσουράς, να κουράς. Πώς να ψηφιά τους διπλανούς σου να γαμάς. Να βαράς, να βαράς, να καράς, να σαράς. Βάλε τη στολή του Μπατμαν και να δεν γιοντάς. Ήταν θέλεις καιρό τα παλάτια, δεν σου μείναν χρονάκια δυο. Έλα δω, να σε δω, να στο μάθω, να στο πω. Στην τη ζωή μας άλλο θέλουμε χορό. Να στο πω, να στο πω, δεν χρειάζομαι ναό. Ας τις φαντασίες και μην κάνεις σαν μωρό. Και το χτίσεις μάλιστα και πιο ψηλό. Θα χαρώ να σε δω στο πιο σκοτεινό χωριό. Με νυχτερίνες, νυχτερίτσες, φαραώ. Θα σου πω, δεν χρειάζομαι ναό. Στην τη ζωή μας άλλο θέλουμε χωρό.
Rate bari pani paryo gaam gara sukha cha ma manalai jamdai chu gaam bane tato cha o sujana lagi na rahai matai mani bata mero atma artha cha
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. I think most people would agree that one of the highlights of the 2011 BBC Proms in the Royal Albert Hall was the night of the 5th of August. Conductor Gustavo Dudamel joining his old friends, the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, possibly making some new ones too in the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. Bringing them together was this performance of Mahler's all-embracing Second Symphony. The symphony beginning with a vast funeral movement. Mahler remembered the conductor Hans von Bülow nearly died, as he put it, when he played it to him on the piano. And ironically, it was at von Bülow's own funeral that Mahler heard a choir singing the hymn Auferstehen, and its message of resurrection gave him a vision of how he might finish the symphony. Between the long opening movement and that huge resurrection finale, three other movements, an intermezzo, a scherzo, and the song Urlicht, Primeval Light. The mezzo-soprano there is Anna Larsson, soprano Mia Persson, chiming in later on in the finale. First, though, Mahler's opening funeral march and the full weight and breadth of those very many and very splendid Venezuelan strings.